Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all of Southern California, Los Angeles, America, and the world. I'm Farley Mallaris, and you're watching Astrological Metaphysical Television right here on Ustream, and welcome to the show. This show is a public-supported television show with no commercial interruption, and it's brought to you by the people of Southern California and the United States and the world. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I'm Farley Mallaris, and first time I've done a broadcast on radio or TV, a live show, probably since I was on ABC7 in 1999. But I was inspired to do a show today. Do you know why? Well, it's because of a frequency that's affecting the planet Earth that I feel is affecting all of us, something that we should all know about and be aware of, especially my friends on Facebook who are free to pass this on, or the public if they like. It's just some information from your old buddy Farley about the universe, as usual. Except I haven't been heard from in a while. So here it is, 1:37 in the morning, November 14, 2012, in Inglewood, California. And I'm taking a look at the planets all lined up. Venus and Libra with Saturn, Sun, North Node, Moon and Mercury all grouped up in Scorpio, Mars and Sag, Pluto and Capricorn, and Neptune and Pisces, Uranus and Aries. The only thing not in line today is Jupiter and Gemini. But last time I had an inspiration to do a show like this was September 10th, 2001, the day of 9-1-1, when I spent the evening with my friend Herman Sheridan and informed him that something was going to happen today that was going to change life on Earth, life in America, and the world. And he called me that morning to tell me that the World Trade Center had been bombed several times, to turn on my TV set, and that I was right. My problem was I didn't tell anyone about it. World championships and this and that. But I want to do this show today, tonight, about Uranus square Pluto. And I don't know who's going to watch it, if anyone. But I'm going to channel the show for you and let you know what I think. You know why? Because the planet Uranus at 4 Aries right now in is going to be an exact square, a 90-degree angle, okay, like a box, one corner of a box. It's like a right triangle. It's going to be in that kind of strange aspect to the planet Pluto. And yes, in astrology, the planet Pluto is still a planet. Now, astrology is not fortune telling. It's not palm reading. It's not reading someone's future or psychic awareness. Astrology is a science of frequency, of gravity, of energy, of magnetism. And when one planet like Uranus is in a right angle, then that creates a very negative frequency, especially for baby boomers that were born in the 50s that have Uranus and Cancer, or anyone, including most of my friends and family, that have early cardinal planets in Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. That includes a couple of billion people on the planet. I'm concerned. Congratulations, of course, first of all, to Barack Obama for winning the election. But this is not a pleasant time as far as frequency is concerned for the Earth. And I'm not a doomsday philosopher here or prognosticator, but I like to let people know the odds. To 7 Aries in exact square to Pluto at 7 Capricorn, there's already rumblings in the world that's affecting everyone's frequencies. Now, 12 states want to secede from the Union already. Texas has qualified with 25,000 signatures on the government website. Yeah, President Obama has to respond to that. There's a revolution or something going on in Spain or somewhere right now. People are considering leaving America. Why? Because they're frightened that America's wealth is going to be bottomed out. You know, I heard a congressman say today that if you tax the wealthy, you destroy small business in America. And most people in America work for small business people. And the president is getting ready to tax the wealthy, the small businessmen. big time, not only with their businesses, but the death tax, 55 cents on the dollar over 5 million, over a million, I'm sorry. And this is not the kind of thing we want to hear with the planet Uranus at 7 Aries and the planet Pluto at 7 Capricorn in exact square. And with the planets lined up right now in Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, and Pisces, all the planets in order, so Pisces is one past Aquarius, and then Aries. So you have Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries covered. 7 out of 8 signs in a row. And that's very intense for the Earth. People are on edge. People are hurting. People are hungry. They're starving. Uranus is society. It's humanity. In Aries, it's where do I fit in humanity? It's people feeling lost. It's people feeling insecure, lonely, and abandoned. Okay? Pluto is the planet of death. It's the planet of endings. It's the Lord of Scorpio. It's in the sign of career, ambition, Capricorn. So you have the planet of humanity, which is structure, Uranus in Aries, at a 90 degree angle, that right angle to Pluto in Capricorn at 7, the Earth right in the middle of the right angle, right? Which is a very, very intense stress. And frankly, I would not be surprised if major institutions were shaken. You know, I was expecting a stock market crash after the election. My broker asked me how big. I said a couple of thousand points. But Uranus is not square Pluto yet. It's still 3 degrees off. And, you know, thank God Jupiter is not in a stress aspect. It's unaspected. Jupiter's out there floating in space with no relationships to the sun, the moon, or the planets. Isn't that weird? The biggest planet in the sky is on the other side of the solar system, way by itself. And Venus and Saturn and the sun and the moon and Mercury and Mars and Pluto and Neptune and Uranus are on the other side of the solar system. Picture that. All these planets over here, Earth here, and then way over here by itself, Jupiter, floating in space. With the planet of society, Uranus, and the planet of death and rebirth, resurrection, the Phoenix, Pluto. Now, I'm concerned about this. You see, because I'm concerned with the government of the United States, the structure of the United States, this deficit we have is not a joke. We are literally 3 days away from anarchy in major cities if food, water, and fuel are not delivered to the major cities in America in 72 hours, we are looking at full-blown anarchy. Now, God forbid that should happen, and I don't want to frighten you and let you think it's going to happen, and I don't want to be the doomsday sayer, but I want you to become aware of some of the negative connotations that can happen and some of the evil choices that people could make against humanity during a Uranus square Pluto. The Uranus square Pluto is going to last for the whole year. Uranus and Pluto take forever to move in space. It's not like the moon that goes around the Earth like a rabbit, you know, every 28 days. Are the Earth going around the sun in a year? Pluto takes hundreds of years to go around the sun, and Uranus takes about 84 years. So the Uranus-Pluto square is just sitting there being triggered by the sun, the moon, and other planets about 3-4 times a month. Isn't it odd that the Mayans predicted the end of the world December 21st of this year with one of the most harshest astrological aspects I have ever seen, the Uranus square Pluto? And frankly, I don't remember the last time Uranus was square Pluto, because it's taken such a long time to happen. Uranus was conjunct Pluto for a while, then it moved on. That was a long time ago, when I was a kid. But now, with society so vulnerable, so fragile, and with the politicians and the president not really seeming to be that alarmed, I'm alarmed. The deficit is critical. America is literally bankrupt, and the dollar is worthless. You know, if you don't own any gold or silver or platinum, What good is that paper if America tanks? Wouldn't it be nice if America defaulted on the deficit and didn't pay China what it owes it? Wow, that's a Uranus square Pluto. Wouldn't it be terrible if the terrorist act happened somewhere in the world that affected the rest of the world by December 21st? That's a Uranus square Pluto. Wouldn't it be terrible if institutions failed, like the stock market, like governments? And what if Texas decides they want to secede from the Union no matter what the president says? We're talking about a civil war. Now, you know, I don't want anyone to be frightened by this because I have my moon in Scorpio and I can be a bit intense. But I want you to be aware of the frequencies, the negative energies that are affecting the planet right now and all of us, all living things on this planet. You want to know why you're a nervous wreck and why your skin is itchy and why you're sneezy and allergy oriented and or why you're dealing with illnesses and stress related illnesses? It's because Uranus square Pluto is a stressful energy. It's not like a Uranus trine Pluto where they're at 120 degree angle, one third of a triangle. It's a stress aspect and it puts a lot of people on edge. And a lot of people near the breaking point. The problems we're having with the soldiers coming back from the wars, injured, unemployed, incarcerated, many of them jailed for violent crimes. I mean, look at, I didn't wish this election on anyone. I would not want the job of being president right now because of the planets being lined up today, November 14th. And we are about, I'd say, maybe 36 days away from December 21st, the end of the Mayan calendar. But I'll tell you this, I would not be a bit surprised if something earth-shaking, earth-shattering happened that affected the United States. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if this whole country went communist. Look, if you destroy the middle class, which basically is what's happened, and all you have are the very wealthy, Bill Gates and company, athletes, celebrities, are called that the Communist Party, you know, Obama's buddies, and the poor with no middle class. And everything is run by the state like Obamacare and Social Security and Medicare and welfare. Isn't that communism? So if the stock market crashes and the dollar all of a sudden has tremendous value, it gets massive depression. And suddenly, if you have any money at all, you're wealthy. And if you have no money, you're hurting. That's what I'm concerned with. You know, I wanted to document this and put it on the internet and on my Facebook and do a show. Okay. Because I just wanted you to know what I know. That Uranus is in a right angle square to Pluto for over a year, 18 months. The planets are lined up and the world is due for another earth-shaking event that I'm frightened is going to affect life as we know it in the United States. You know, I've been trying to find a place to live for the last 5 years. And you know, I always know where I'm going to live my life. I'm Farley Mallers. You know, I know things. I know where I'm supposed to. When I see some place I'm supposed to be, I know I'm supposed to be there. If I meet someone I'm supposed to be with, I know I'm supposed to be with them. So maybe that's why I haven't dated in 4 years. But anyway, maybe I'm not supposed to be in this country. Because everywhere I've looked in this country has been a no-no. You know, my DNA, Meyer and my two grandpas, you know, these are people that fled Kiev before the communist revolution. Like the movie and the book Watership Down, they knew that something bad was going to happen, right? And they took the seagulls and got the flock out of Russia before it happened. Now, with this aspect of Uranus square Pluto and the planets lined up and the end of the Mayan calendar, you know, I'm concerned that something very dramatic and earth-shaking. In fact, I'll say a dozen things will happen before January 1st that could alter our way of life in the United States. Nothing may happen. Let's be positive about it. Let's be like my friend Shadow Stevens on Mental Radio and say, hey, this is all a bunch of foolishness. But meanwhile, Our brothers and sisters all over the world are starving to death. Infant death. Hungry, starving children all over the world every day. Been going on for decades. Disease rampant. Illusion here in the United States. We are so spoiled. The world has been in an apocalyptic state in 4/5 of the planet with the infant death from hunger and starvation and dying of thirst and dysentery and such, and from poverty, worldwide poverty. Yeah, people like to ignore the negative and embrace the positive. Well, hey, listen, let's go to the beach and have some fun and party our brains off, right? And forget what's going on in Mauritius and Sri Lanka and Singapore and the Philippines and Europe. What about the European economy? What about the euro? So, you know, I decided to make this show today and record it. Broadcast astrological metaphysical television right here on Ustream. And, let people know that the planets are lined up and Uranus is square Pluto and Jupiter is unaspected in Gemini on the other side of the solar system all alone. It's amazing. I mean, Jupiter is so far away from everything right now. It's almost unbelievable. It's like whenever everything's aligned with Jupiter and they're together, it's one thing. But Jupiter, the biggest planet, it's almost as big as a dwarf star, is on the other side of everything. And Jupiter is going to go into Cancer in the next 6 months. And it's going to oppose Pluto and T-square. It's going to set up another 90-degree angle to Uranus and Pluto. And that concerns me too. So I just wanted to do this show, a pilot show, astrological metaphysical television on the internet, to let you know that I'm not worried, because I'm going to let spirit guide me and my faith in the Lord protect me as usual. My intuition and my faith lead me. But you have to be aware of the energies. You have to be aware of the frequencies. And if you're fortunate enough to see this show, to find the show, to find this topic, maybe pass it on or whatever, then other people will know about it too. This is not like a blog. This is Farley talking to you from the heart. You know, I like to follow the Ten Commandments, and that commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know, I'm really a biggie when it comes to being honest. So when I sat down on my chair tonight and I thought about this, I thought about the frequencies of these planets affecting Earth, because the Earth lives in an energy system. The solar system is like a web of energy. And notice that everything is synchronized to move at their own pace in a system of gravity. I mean, that stuff's not held together by itself. That's God at work. That's the God force. You want to know what magnetism is and gravity is and frequency is? That's God at work. That's the God energy, the molecular stasis of the universe holding everything together. And when these planets are in right angles or opposite each other with the Earth in the middle, it creates a stress energy. Now, nothing may happen, but let's be careful. You know, these doomsday preppers, it's funny, it cracks me up that you have people preparing for the end like they know it. A lot of them baby boomers with Uranus and Cancer, they're having their chart set off right now by this Uranus square Pluto. They're right in the middle of it. People in their 60s and 70s. This is big. So anyway, you know, that's basically what I wanted to let you know, that I feel there are changes, not necessarily good changes. There's a saying that whatever won't kill you makes you stronger. That's BS. That's a bunch of crap. Whatever don't kill you can freak you out for a long time too. Might make you stronger. But what you want to do is be aware of the energies and act accordingly. The reason why I present this type of information is because I want people to know what I know. So they're prepared. They're cautious. They're aware. They take care of themselves and family. Maybe they buy a little extra food and water. Maybe they start to put some money away. Maybe they consider their options in case of chaos and conflict or catastrophe. Do you think those people on the East Coast were at all prepared at all for Sandy. I mean, I don't even remember a hurricane ever hitting New York. It's like unbelievable. That's an example of a Uranus square Pluto. Sandy. Now let's keep track. Let's watch and wait and let's see what happens in the next, 37 days to the Mayan calendar. But let's also watch what happens in the next 12 months with this Uranus and Aries square Pluto in Capricorn and Jupiter going into Cancer, creating a double T-square, a double right angle, which is very, very stressful for the planet. I pray you and your family be safe. I pray that you and your life be secure. I pray you be happy and not be in any kind of conflict or chaos. But I want you to know that the terrorists and a lot of the poverty-stricken in the world are very, very jealous of America. They don't know how bad some of us have it in America, but they feel they have it worse. And they don't wish good things on us because they think we have it so good and that we don't care at all about them. These people are our brothers and sisters. They all have the God spark in them. But, you know, we send them aid. We fight their wars. But do we really care about these people? That's my question. But I do. I care about those people, and I care about you. I want to thank you for watching Astrological Metaphysical Television. My name is Farley Malaris, and this show has been brought to you commercial free, but I have a website in case you care to visit it. It's www.radioastrology.com or farleyastrology.com, F-A-R-L-E-Y. Our masterastrology.com. I want you to have a great day, a good life, and thank you for watching. Riding on the range, I've got my hair.